direction of Mike Krill.
Hi, Desert Vista Thursday Band. Dave Schmidt from Glendale Community College. Let's see what you have today.
Great arrangement by Dave Wolpe of the standard chain Avalon. And it's kind of in the Tonight Show Band kind of sound. We're going to have four soloists on this, especially for the people with papers and pencils. We added an extra soloist. I'll tell you his name in a minute. First soloist is going to be Mason Flowers. Second soloist is going to be Paige Hawkinson. Third is Spencer Uriavich, if you want to know how to pronounce that name. And the fourth one, Tom Nick.
I always have to be suspicious of somebody with two first names. Oh, whoa. Compliment the Barry for having a huge sound. Could use just a little bit more lead alto. There you go. All right. So, just from a balance standpoint, if saxophone's playing together, the lead alto has to be on the top. Now, if he's playing as loud as he can, which I don't think he is, I think he can actually play louder, then the rest of you guys have to be down underneath it just a bit. So I think the fix is just to have more... Oh, my goodness. All right, so anyway, got a little distracted there. So the fix, I think, is just to get a little more from lead alto, and the rest of you guys do what you're doing. The inner parts are coming through nice. Nice job on that tenor solo. Mason, good job. Paige, good job getting your sound out there. There you go. All right, nice, cool finish note. I like that. All right, Spencer. Yeah, great sound. Got some good ideas. Coming out of the gate, just got a little bit off kilter with the time, so really focus in on that hi-hat and the ride cymbal. Tom Nick played a nice melodic approach there. All careful on the bump, bump, bottom, tuning wise. Caught me off guard there. That's really cool. Hey, one of the things I'm noticing as we're going through the tune, every once in a while the whole tune will come, the whole band will be come kicking in with the brass and you know, it's a big dynamic change in the horn section. And if the rhythm section, no matter what you're doing, you know, comping or playing quarter notes on the bass, playing time on the drums, you guys can be real cognizant of the dynamic changes that are taking place in the horns and just ride those dynamics up and down with them. It's part of the package to have the impact of the entire band changing dynamics simultaneously.
Matt Lines on piano.
The whole section was going along real nicely. Just want to point out that the real tricky part of that is having that balance just be right on the money. And it's very close. Just every once in a while we got a voice that's sticking out just a little bit more than others. Just really be very careful and know how your part fits in with the rest of the ensemble. This is a very small subjective comment. Each one of those individual phrases, to me, wanted to push just a little bit further through before decrescendoing. Almost like it wanted to bloom and push through and then taper off just the tail end of each one. When I first heard it, I was just riding emotionally with what was going on musically, and then all of a sudden it kind of backed off sooner than I wanted it to. But it's just a subjective decision that maybe you want to experiment with or not. Very nice texture with the guitar and piano. You guys are working well together.
Thank you.
All right, nice job. Yeah, and the rain stick did a nice job. They, you know, it's obviously that instrument can have a lot of different approaches to it in terms of how quickly you flip it and what nice angle you hold at it. I think it'd be cool to experiment with a slightly slower pace and then kind of a little bit faster and then slowing it down, you know, and then when you do flip it, make it very, very graceful so that the very first start of the sound is just is real minimal. There was just one time where it got flipped and it was kind of an immediate, you know, it started over. So just, you know, the technique of that rain stick can be really, you can go to the nth degree and have some fun with it. Encourage you to play around with it. Mr. Krill, always having a good time. I love it. And it comes across in the group, and you guys are having a good time. Sure would love to hear something from the second tenor player. All right, you guys came out of the gate with the power and... And each subsequent phrase didn't have the clarity of the very first note. That's because the count off was real clear and you knew exactly where it was. But then in between each of one of those entrances, information was just a little unclear or just needed to be understood exactly what the drums were going to do. So you knew exactly where it was. There was some second guessing and then that kind of softened the blow and didn't have the same impact. Trumpet, way to go after that. If you miss it, don't broadcast it to the audience, you know, just in terms of visibly. And I don't mean to be, you know, like putting you down or anything, but it's simply just kind of internalize any desire to show a facial expression of how you feel about what just happened. Funny in the time right now. It looks like he might be fussing with a page or something on the drums. Thank you. right. So pretty tricky parts in there. Just need to be scrubbed just a little bit, see if we get a little more clarity on some of those things. As we're going through this section, it'd be nice to open up the drums, maybe go to ride. There we go. Okay, one more backbeat. Horns getting a little more aggressive each time. Come on, break it open, break it up. There we go. Yeah, horns. Each time you play that, think it like 1 or 2% louder. Okay, good. All right. So, at the very end there, boo-da-da-da. Just got to make sure that we're really keeping track of the subdivisions, make sure that we're staying real tight with the syncopation. It just rushed ever so slightly. Boo-da-da-da. Okay, just really lay back and boo-da-da-da. Bad, you know. Very exciting, and what I was saying about that big long crescendo at the very end there, I was hearing it, and some small developments were taking place in the drums. You know, you went to the crash, and then you started crashing on the ride and bringing up the volume. That was all good. Just want to make sure that everybody was thinking about what was happening dynamically at the end and thinking about having some kind of direction to that and where we're going to target our finish point, being the very end and everything.